We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, show the camera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP, the Diddy, Ray Dittinger with us as well. Tell you, we'll be in a real bad mood, John, if the Sixers lose tonight. I don't think they will. As long as MB can answer the bell, I don't think there should be really much concern. Now, if he can't, then you got a problem. But my expectation is there's a pretty good bounce back here today.
They're gonna hand it to the Hawks tonight.
I will say this, though, and this didn't get – I don't know how much you guys talked about it yesterday, but I know this. Not having Danny Green hurt them more than some people thought it would.
Yeah,
I thought they were out of sorts in the beginning of the game. And
both teams were.
Both teams clearly were. Like, here's the thing. I know there were some people acting like, well, because Danny Green hasn't played particularly well for the last four or five games, it's no big deal he's not around. And there were some people saying that. And it's like, well, you know, hold on a second here. He's still better than Furkan, who then had to play a lot. And he's
man, he's terrible. Terrible defense.
I know he is. I mean, people, John, you know, there were people 2 days ago that literally acted like Danny Green not being there would be a plus. And I'm like, come on, the guy wouldn't be starting if his absence would be a plus.
Yeah.
So, you know, no, the exception being Bryce Harper if you get $253 million back, but that's a different conversation. So, what have you been thinking all day listening to this? Because you've heard me and John kind of have at it, and callers have been very split. Where do you come down on this?
You know how I feel. I think you're hard on Bryce. I think you're always hard on Bryce, and I think that you're making equivalencies that don't actually add up.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm with you. Hey,
yes,
I told you I found a good stat.
Oh, a good Bryce Harper stat?
Yeah,
lay it on us.
This goes along with what we've been saying, that Bryce Harper really does make a difference for this team, and he's more than just a figurehead to put butts in the seats. He's a guy who produces when games are on the line. Bryce Harper, his OPS with runners in scoring position back in, this was in 2019, so his first year as a Philly, that a lot of us looked at as a disappointment in a lot of ways.
Because yeah, good, but not good enough.
He didn't live up to our high ceiling expectation that he would be a generational player.
Yep.
His OPS with runners in scoring position was 1.149 in 2019.
That's tremendous.
Runners in scoring position. That was the best by a Phillies player since, take a guess,
Ryan Howard 06.
1981 Mike Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt, yeah, sure. Well, I mean, it's tremendous. I mean, I get you. But it is also like, you know, you brought this point up earlier. There's a lot you can do with stats in baseball. So
yeah,
while that's great, obviously he was then far, 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 far less successful when runners were not in scoring position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which also matters because that can jumpstart an inning.
But the key is it feels like it matters to him.
Well, I know it matters. I never doubt that.
I lend that a lot of credence. Like, that matters. There are some stars, Manny Machado being one of them, who I don't think it would mean as much to.
You might be right about that, but I think one of the things, and I'm not trying to, like, backdoor this here, I'll just say this. One of the things that concerns me on Bryce is that I know he's a committed athlete, meaning he tried in the offseason to change his regimen so that his body would be right this year, and it's still not right. I mean, he had back problems last year. He's got a back problem this year. He made adjustments to try to make the situation better. And maybe he did make it better than it would have been. But he still has a problem. See, that's where I get particularly concerned. He's not an athlete that doesn't care. He cares a tremendous amount, and that's awesome. That's really admirable.
But that's the kind of guy that you invest in.
Well,
and that's why they did the right thing.
All right. Let's go to the phones. All these topics on the table. Tim in Upper Chichester. Hey, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Tim.
Well, you know, I spent a couple extra minutes on hold, but it was well worth it. Mr. Didinger, thank you for that story about Bill and Dick. That was, like, really, really cool to hear.
Oh, yeah, that was magnificent.
That was great.
Yeah, like, it's a great story about Berge, and it's an even better story about the coach. I think Vermeil's one of the most special people that I've been around in 50 years in sports. He's unique.
Yeah, he definitely seems – he's someone I definitely definitely admire. So that pitcher, that idiot, how long has he been in Major League Baseball? You guys know?
Celtic Glasnow, how many years?
Like a couple years.
So in essence, he's saying he has to learn to throw without the spider tack.
Yeah,
so,
well,
he's
saying
he's
with the without the lesser
sunscreen.
Yeah, sunscreen is what he's saying.
Or either one.
Sunscreen,
so is he?
Is a difference. So like that is an important distinction. The spider tack is like a spin thing. It helps with the spin. The other is for grip. It is different. Like there is a gray area.
Right,
there,
but there's no gray area. He's saying I got to learn how to play baseball without cheating.
That's my point. So is he saying that he's been doing that since college? Single, double, triple A. I mean, come on. There had to have been a point where he didn't throw with that eight.
Oh, sure. When he's in sixth grade, he's not using a substance. And the question is, did he pick it up in high school? Did he pick it up in college? Like, I don't know the answer to that either, Tim. But I just find it incredible that his thing is, you know, well, baseball made the wrong decision to change the emphasis midseason. They should have let us continue to cheat the entire season.
I agree.
I mean, that's absurd.
I don't like it either.
Especially when he's not even really understanding that the reason baseball is changing the focus midseason is not actually purely because of cheating. It's because the games became more boring because the pitchers are dominating and Major League Baseball is saying, hold on a second here. We've got a lesser product. We've got millions of people we're trying to attract and draw to the game or keep in the game as fans, and we're losing that battle right now.
No, and I agree.
This guy's a fool for not understanding that.
Well, watching the Phillies so far this year, I mean, I got to be honest, it has been a little bit boring. Way too many strikeouts.
I'm with you, man. All right, Tim, give me something orange.
Okay, so there's millions of things that are orange in this world, but this is the one thing that is orange that is the most fun to look at in the whole world. And pardon the pun, I'm going to go outside of the box with this one. Hooters girls shorts.
Wow. All right, Tim, you got it, man. I actually thought he was going in a different direction, but fair enough. 215-592-9494. John's got a little wry smile on his face. All good. All right, John, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. Make a day of it at Delaware Park. Enjoy daily fee golf, lunch, and sports wagering. DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Today's question, who wins, John, the Sixers-Hawks series and in how many games? Four choices, obviously, Sixers in six or seven. Hawks in six or seven. Those are the four choices. What do you think the results came in?
Sixers in six.
Correct with?
40.
50%.
Wow.
Followed by?
Seven. Sixers in seven.
Correct with?
27. Wow.
Let's keep it going. Now you got 23% less left.
All right. Hawks in seven.
With?
I have 27 left.
You got 23% left.
19.
14%. And the Hawks in six and nine. All right. Very good. Very good. I am surprised that 9% of people picked. Ray, isn't that odd? 9% would pick the Hawks in six?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see that at all.
I'm just very impressed that it's clear that your partner there truly has his finger on the pulse of this community.
I want to take him to a casino with me, Ray.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'm good at guessing.
Nah, he's good at that. He's good at that.
Exceptional at it. He really is. Let's go to David in Fairmount. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. Joe, may I tell a Joe Frazier anecdote and save my Ben Simmons for another day and jump right
sure.
to the orange thing?
Yeah, Joe Frazier anecdote would be great.
Yeah, because I heard you say he was your favorite interview. So I worked in the business for 8 years here in Philadelphia, and I was privileged to interview him a couple of times, including a sit-down at his gym when Eddie Futch died. I also went to school with Marvis and Jackie, and he knew this. We had talked about that in the past. Well, I hadn't seen him in a couple of years. And then one day at the Blue Horizon, I was seated next to him, and he turned and he looked at me, and I knew he recognized me, but he couldn't remember my name, so I reintroduced myself. And then Joe Frazier said to me, he said, "Oh, yeah," he said, "you and me is like family."
Hmm.
And I always remember that.
That's awesome.
I get to have that memory.
Well, he was extremely affable. I certainly can't say I knew him well because I didn't, only met him twice. But I could tell what a joyful person he was. And
he was. He was a beautiful man, a great family. And it's a pity that he didn't live to see the erection of his statue while he was living. And in the way that, you know, Schmitty and Carlton, even Nick Foles and the Rocky statue. It's a pity we didn't get to honor him. He made Philadelphia his home in a way that those other athletes didn't.
I'm with you.
It's just miss him. Miss him a lot.
I agree with that.
So I know you got other people on hold. I'll jump right to the Orange thing. Ray, you had mentioned Tennessee Volunteers.
Yep.
In 94, I was at the World Cup. I saw the Netherlands play. I saw 30 to 40,000 Dutch fans all dressed in orange at RFK Stadium.
It just dropped off. I like that.
Yeah.
Dutch fans, RFK Stadium, 94, 30 to 40,000. That's good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, Ray, you got another book signing coming up, correct?
Two of them, actually. One tomorrow at the Barnes & Noble in Broomall in the Lawrence Park Shopping Center. I'll be there from 5 to 7. And then we have another one at the Barnes & Noble in Wilmington on Route 202 on Saturday night. And I'll be actually Saturday afternoon from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. So anybody looking around for that last-minute Father's Day gift, Barnes & Noble Broomall tomorrow night, 5 to 7.
Love it.
And then Barnes & Noble in Wilmington on Saturday.
Ray, when you met Nick Sirianni the other day, did you tell him, hey, Nick, you'll be in my book. I'll write the story of you. Like, I'll find a chapter in my book, and let's just see, is it a tiny little chapter, a little year or two, or are you going to be a 10-year guy? You should get him the book. He'd probably really enjoy it.
He might. I think I'm going to drop off an Eagles Encyclopedia.
That's what I'm talking about. Eagles Encyclopedia.
Just in fact, I jokingly said that to him. I said, you know, I've covered this team for 51 years, and his eyes sort of bulged. I think he thought I was kidding. I said, no, I haven't. And I said that I've written an Eagles Encyclopedia. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll drop one off at the office. So
nice.
I think I'm going to do that next week and give him a chance to look back over the history of this franchise that he is now guiding.
That's really cool.
Yeah, he seems like a very nice guy, and you know, we'll see. I mean, he has a lot of work cut out for him, but the feeling I got just watching him mix with the people at the crowd at the movie theater the other night, he's a very affable guy. I think people are going to like him when they get a chance to meet him.
Awesome.
I certainly did.
Awesome. And Ray, tell us your story this week. I understand you've got one of the Flyers' great goal scorers of all time. And a guy that is just a heck of a nice dude, and Brian Propp,
yeah. I don't know how many people realize he's the number two all-time goal scorer in the history of this franchise. Had 40 goals four times in his career, which is a pretty good feat.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, and has a great story. I mean, had a stroke and literally couldn't walk or speak, and had to teach himself how to do that all over again. And now he's back, and he's playing men's league hockey, and he's made a complete recovery. So it's a great story how he came from the Brandon Wheat Kings to Philadelphia and became one of the great players in the history of the franchise. He will be our guest this Saturday.
Love it. And his goal, Game 6, 87 Cup Finals, I mean, without his goal, J.J. Daniels' goal doesn't blow the roof off the spectrum and take the lead. I mean, his goal set up the goal, and it was an amazing comeback. That
yeah, he had a great series, that series against the reason it went seven games was because he played so great.
And then him and Chelios, that's a whole nother.
Oh, and he gets into all that, and how Hextall stuck up for him and attacked Chelios at the end. And, you know, the Chelios hits is all one of the all-time cheap shots. I mean, he really could have ended his career.
Yep. I mean, I think that might have been the most upset I ever was as a Philly sports fan, fearful for an athlete's condition. Because it really looked bad when he got hit.
I mean, I like Chelios. He's a great player, Hall of Fame player. I mean, I saw him play for the U.S. Olympic team. But that was just, I mean, he was a dirty player. And that was probably, I mean, that was one that could have ended a guy's career. I hated it.
Yep, I'm with you. Ray, as always, tremendous stuff. We look forward to hearing you this weekend and back with us next week. Thank you, Ray.
All right, look forward to seeing you next week, guys.
Ray Dittinger.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.